This will be relatively short for the length of the Passion reading. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. My dear friends in Christ, we see something very dramatic here today on Palm Sunday. So the church has to start off, we have the procession with the palms, where we're all praising the Lord, you know, they're singing the hosannas. And then the 6 days later, there's his passion and death. So all these people that were with the Lord when things were going well, it was easy to be with the Lord. But then when he enters into his passion, and all the people turn against him, and the other people, even the disciples, even Peter, betray him. And oftentimes that happens in our life. Things may be going well, you know, with us, maybe with the finance, with the relationships. Okay. Then something happens we're not expecting. A tragedy, or a loved one dies. And then all of a sudden we bail out on the Lord. You say, sometimes we may be praising the Lord on Sunday, and then maybe cursing his name on Monday. Or many times we may choose sin over the gospel, or popularity over integrity. But to be a true follower of Jesus Christ is to be at our Lord's side in good times and bad times, when things are going the way we like, and also when things are going the way that we don't like. And the beautiful thing about this, our faith, the good news, even though all of us here have betrayed the Lord, somehow, some way, perhaps on a daily basis in our thoughts, our words, our deeds, that his mercy is always there. And something I'm going to, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, I was looking at his different writings, but the idea of mercy comes up quite often. And this is something I'll probably be quoting for a long time. This comes up in the confessional. Father, I'm coming back with the same sins. Well, you know what? Keep coming back. Even if the same sin. Yes, we've got to try to overcome that. But as Pope Francis says, God never tires of forgiving us. We should not tire of asking for his forgiveness, even if it's the same sin, different things we've been working on for years. In St. Faustina's diary, in paragraph 1485, there's a beautiful dialogue of our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to a sinful soul. And the sinful soul saying, Lord, I doubt that you will pardon my numerous sins. My misery fills me with fright. I betrayed you so many times. When things don't go well, I'll bail out. And this is what our Lord said, in bold print. My mercy is greater than your sins and those of the entire world. Who can measure the extent of my goodness? For you, I descended from heaven to earth. For you, I allowed myself to be nailed to the cross. For you, I let my sacred heart be pierced with a lance, thus opening wide the source of mercy for you. Come then, with trust, to draw graces from this fount. I never reject a contrite heart. Your misery has disappeared in the depths of my mercy. Do not argue with me about your wretchedness. You will give me pleasure if you hand over to me all of your troubles and all of your griefs. I shall heap upon you the treasures of my grace. Isn't that beautiful? So we heap over to our Lord, we give him all of our troubles, our sins, even things like, oh boy, I really messed up big time here, the ramifications of it. Well, God's even bigger than those big mistakes in our life. We give it to the Lord and we make the intention, Lord, I know you're bigger than this. I give it to you. Please transform it and draw good out of it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.